Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I've been sharing news with you this week about Filipino missionaries who are serving in Africa, and they also have missionaries serving in Haiti and the Dominican Republic and in Southeast Asia, and we just rejoice in that. But I want to come back today to the United States of America and Bob and Jennifer Larson. Brother Larson's our USA director, and he's assisting churches in America to plant churches in America. And he says, our ministry got off to a flying start in 2026 with a full travel schedule and opportunities to preach and to work with future church planters. On the first Sunday of the new year, I had the privilege to speak at Independent Baptist Church in Clinton, Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C. It was the start of their mission month, and I preached on faith promise giving and catching a vision for missions. And from there, it was on to High Point Independent Baptist Church in Elkridge, Maryland, for a Wednesday night service. And Joe Smidley is their pastor, and God's using him in a great way to build that ministry. Then the next stop was on to Woodbridge, Virginia, at Heritage Baptist Church for a BIMI Global Impact Rally. These new rallies are designed to challenge teenagers for missions. It was an all-day event held on a Saturday, sponsored by BIMI and Kemp BIMI Ministry. Most of our BIMI directors were there to set up displays, answer questions, teach in breakout sessions. And as the USA director for BIMI and the interim Far North director, I was able to set up a large display for each field in the gymnasium and enjoyed mingling and answering questions, spending time with the young people. There were also preaching sessions and special music and organized games, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to be part of challenging this younger generation for church planting and missions. Well, from Virginia, it was on to Georgia for a Reseeding America Sunday at Victory Baptist Church in Vidalia. We had a great time with Pastor Wade Dean, the mission director Tony Zorn, and all the members at Victory. And that Sunday morning, it snowed briefly around noon, but in just a few short hours, the snow had disappeared. Well, from Georgia, I flew to Texas to meet and to work with future church planter Efren Collier, who's on the staff of Rebecca Creek Baptist Church in Spring Branch, Texas. He and his wife, Paige, and family will be launching Creekside Baptist Church in New Braunfels, Texas. And I enjoyed conducting the several pre-planning sessions for Efren and Paige. And we also visited New Braunfels to assess the city and identify potential meeting places for establishing their church. Although an ice storm delayed my departure from Texas by approximately 2 days, I was still able to depart from San Antonio and returned home safely. But you get the idea that our directors don't let any grass grow under their feet. Well, about a week ago, Heritage Baptist Church here in Chattanooga contacted us, wanted help from our ministry to help them restart their church. So this small congregation, Brother Larson went there and preached and discussed with them possible options, and he's now arranging for some upcoming speakers and planning a possible church restart based on finding a pastor for this ministry. So please pray with us that we can find a pastor to take this church, and the pastor who comes to rebuild this church would have to have a secular job or some form of support for a time. So pray for Brother Larson as he helps USA church planting missionaries.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.